Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the New Heights Educational Group Radio Show. My name is Kaden Behan, your host and a volunteer for New Heights Educational Group. Here with me is founder and director Pamela Clark. Hello, Pamela.
Oh, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Thank you. Hello,
Today's broadcast is on reading difficulties and tips. So before we begin our discussion as to how to help your child or young adult read better if they're struggling, we would like to just address the fact that New Heights Educational Group is in need of volunteer online and in-person tutors and teachers. These would be volunteer positions and not paid, but there are also paid positions available. If you'd like to contact us if you're interested in these positions, please do so. Don't feel afraid to ask. And here is Pamela Clark with her experience in helping children and students who have had reading difficulties in the past.
Okay, thank you, Kaden. It all really started for me as a homeschool mom years ago, and my youngest son, who I've homeschooled for 13 years, but my oldest was quite a bit older than my younger child, and he already knew how to read when he came out of public school in third grade to be homeschooled. And my youngest only attended kindergarten for about 2 months. And I taught him how to read, and he was a challenge, to say the least. He just was one of those students that couldn't get it. And we tried a charter school for a little while, and those teachers really couldn't help him either. And it was at that time that, boy, I had exhausted so many resources. I really understand the struggle that a lot of parents face. I had went and checked out, you know, Hooked on Phonics at the library. They had had that set in, and I had tried about everything, every book. I would teach my kids during the day, and I would really read how to teach a child to read. Got everything I could out of the library and would read and read and read on the subject. And then I had come across a book that really made it fun. It almost made like comic strip type teaching for the phonics. And so I had an overhead projector, and I started to teach both of the boys at the same time phonics. And I didn't realize until I started doing that that my oldest son, who, like I said, had made it to third grade in public school, was never taught phonics. He knew how to read, but he never was taught any kind of phonics at all. And I would draw the little cartoons, and I would make up little stories for each letter, and we really made it fun. And the kids both seemed to enjoy that. But still, my youngest, even though that helped him, he still couldn't read. And the Hooked on Phonics didn't help. And I had tried for over a year. And I was really, you know, I knew he was smart. But there was something that just wasn't being touched on. And so another teacher suggested some tips that I'm going to share in a little while with you. And which I did do, and really turned my son around, and that really started my experience with it. And then, after New Heights was born, this was after 2006, so we'll probably talk in 2007, 2008, a woman that worked in a shop uptown in Paulding had said, well, her fiance needed help learning to read, and they had a child, and he couldn't read to the child, you know, even a basic storybook. And I told her, well, you know, I really only have experience teaching my own son, but he had called, you know, every library. I started calling around. There was no one in the area to teach him how to read. And I told her I would sure give it a try. And that was my start of outside of my family. And because I did, even though I didn't have experience other than teaching my own children at that point, okay, I really thought it was silly that there was nothing in our area. He had went to Sylvan Learning, and I don't want to say anything about Sylvan Learning necessarily on radio, but he was treated as a child there, and he really didn't want to go that route, and it's very expensive, so that's all I'll say. But anyways, I started working with this young adult, and within probably 8-9 months, well, before that, I had noticed that he had an issue with his eyes, and I suggested an eye doctor, and he went to an eye doctor, and we had worked together for probably 8-9 months, and by the time I quit working with him, which he said when he felt he was done, and he was reading high school curriculum, high school books, high school stories, and he was doing really well at it. So we had come a really long way, and my steps that I used with my son, and I had went to the public library, and I'd asked them, you know, I don't want to treat him like I treated my, you know, 8-year-old. So I wanted to treat him as an adult and make sure I didn't talk down to him in any way. It was very important for me. And they suggested Laubach Way to Reading, and they had it in, you know, their curriculum, but private. They didn't loan this out to people they didn't know. So they let me borrow Laubach Way to Reading. That's Laubach. And they let me borrow whatever I needed. Storybooks went along with that, and I used that with him. And that really did work very well for him. It was a curriculum designed for adults. And it's been around for a very long time. I'm sure that if there's any teachers listening, they know exactly what it is. A lot of people don't like it, but it worked. And it works for us here at New Heights, and we continue to use it. We have our own set now that our teachers use to teach high schoolers and adults. And we've had a big success with that. After that, I myself, as founder and director of New Heights, it was hard because, you know, you get people in all the time that want help, and it's hard to find volunteers. And there are so many people. I have people waiting now that need help learning to read. And that breaks my heart. I mean, one adult has been waiting since last November, and he has a family, and he really needs help. He's willing to pay also, but still haven't been able to find anyone to help him read. So anyways, I myself, I can't do it all as founder and director of New Heights. That's my main, you know, job is founder and director of New Heights. And I can't, you know, be teaching everyone, nor do I feel like that's the path I should go on. So mostly what I've done in the last few years or more has trained parents and teachers and tutors that have come into New Heights, our methods of what we believe, and it's worked very well for us. In general, in 8 or 9 months, we've had students that are, you know, on the verge of high school or even younger that have come in, and in general, if they stick with the program and they do the steps that we tell them to do, they usually jump 2 grade levels in about 9 months' time, and we've never failed. Never one time that a student has stuck with the program have we ever failed, and some of these kids have disabilities, and, you know, nobody else could teach them. So we take a lot of pride in that fact. We don't give up on people, and once we start the tutoring, you know, we really try to wait for the right teacher because we want to make sure that the students get the attention that they need. So everyone is different, and so these reading tips that I'm about to share they won't work for everybody, of course, but I say that, you know, with some reserve, because everyone that we've used them on up till now, it has worked on. But again, you know, we're against that cookie cutter type teaching where everybody gets taught the same way, and sometimes you have to amend or tweak things a little bit to get to the student. And that's another thing I wanted to mention, is that a lot of times parents get in their own way if they're trying to homeschool and they are trying to teach their kids that they know they were in public school, maybe themselves, and not saying anything bad about that necessarily, but they were taught, their example is that, is the public school way of teaching. And so sometimes they try to model exactly how they were taught, and that may not work. So for me, I had to really figure out and get out of my own head of how I was taught in a public school. Also, I graduated from public school. And figure out how my child learned, period. And that, boy, when you do that, that just totally redefined the whole scenario. And children really blossom when you make it about them and not about yourself, not about, oh, your aggravations, your frustrations, which are very real. But it's about the student, and we have to remember that. So our reading tips for today is, I would suggest, if you want to try to teach your children on your own, is to pick out 5 to 10 books at the library. And he or she should pick those out. Not you, but you need to be very careful with that. Make sure that the books they're choosing are, you know, under the grade level of where they should be, because they obviously are having trouble reading. So you don't want them to go pick out a large novel, because I guarantee you they'll be in tears daily. You can ask the librarian or library staff to help you when looking for these books. Tell them in private. You don't have to let the whole library know that your child can't read and humiliate them. But, you know, step off to the side. They're used to this. Trust me. They're used to kids that can't read. And you can just say, this is my child's problem. This is the grade level he's in. He cannot read at this grade level or even in the previous grade level. What books do you suggest he starts with? Have him choose from that area. And then if you tell them you're trying to teach them to read, they will give you those books for a month or more, which is a lot longer than normal for people to, you know, to use curriculum, or not curriculum, you know, books in general. Remind them when you are checking out that count you as a teacher, because you're trying to teach someone to read and you might need the books longer. Explain to him or her, your child, that he needs to sit right next to you when you're reading, and that you will write down the words that he or she misses. And this list will be used as a vocabulary list. And I'm going to warn you that when you take these steps, boy, it may be a very long list, and you do this every single day. So by the end of the week, you may have 50 some words, but that's okay. I mean, and I know that sounds crazy, but this is what I went through, and this is what it took to get my son to read, and it worked like a charm. And he ended up in tears more than once, and I ended up in tears more than once, but it works, okay? Tell him or her not to get upset, that they're going to have some emotional feelings. They're going to feel stupid at times, possibly, maybe not use that word, but they're going to feel bad at times. But if you stay upbeat, they'll stay upbeat. And to only pay attention to the text and not you, so do not interrupt them. Do not interrupt them when they're reading. When they get done with a page, then you can say, hold on a second, and you can read to them by pointing at each word the words that they missed, and just go over them briefly then, and then go on and let them read a little more. I would not suggest you let them read for more than 15 minutes at a time. That's even a long time, which you'll discover as you're going through these steps. After you go through the words and after your daily lesson, which I hope I'm being clear, if you have questions, you can call in. Print all the words that the student misses. And you can type all of these up, just make sure that you print them off and you add to them. Hold on a second. My computer's jumping around. You want to print or you want to type them and print them because if it's sloppy, then your student's going to have trouble reading the words and it's going to aggravate things more, and you really don't want to make things more complicated. Okay, so all letters need to be easily seen by the student. You might want to print the list daily in case your computer fails. Don't interrupt him or her while reading. I already said that. After they read two or three pages or up to 15 minutes, whatever you feel is right, place a bookmark in the book for the next day. Ask him or her for two of their favorite colors to use when the missed words, when they miss words to show progress. Put all the words they can sound out in one color, and once they learn them well, you will put them in the other color. And they remember them, and after they remember them for 1 to 2 weeks, then you could take them off the list. Now, you should obviously keep a record of the words you've went through just in case you need to go over them again in the future. I didn't have to. He really remembered them. So we didn't have that issue. Go over the missed words. Give the student one or two chances to recognize the word and then tell them what it is. Do this with all the words on the list. One or two chances is enough. You're not trying to make them feel bad. You're not trying to aggravate them. You're trying to ease them into wanting to learn these words, number one, and building self-confidence is another very important thing with this. So we don't want to make them feel stupid. Practice every single day. You may get busy, but you can spend 15 minutes working with your child to get them to read. Something can wait for 15 minutes. If necessary, take at least one day off on the weekend. So, yeah, I'm talking about weekends, too. A lot of people are like, oh, weekends. Okay, don't give up. Continue practicing for at least an entire school year. The more you practice and the longer you stick with this, the more they will learn and the better they will learn. For me, it took me and my son about that, 9 months. At that time, we were in a charter school, and he had taken the standardized test. I'm assuming it was in the fall, and I had started to teach him. And then maybe not even 9 months. So then by the next school year, maybe because it wasn't the one in the spring. So, yeah, maybe it was 9 months. So by the time they did the next standardized test, though, it showed that he had jumped, and he was actually an advanced reader compared to everybody else in his grade level by that time. So that's how well this list worked. So I'm not saying these lightheartedly. I know from experience that this works.
Awesome. That's really, really amazing that you're able to make that great of an improvement. You know, and it definitely must have taken so much dedication as you have described. I couldn't imagine, you know, it could be such a frustrating process, but I'm sure once he reached that level, he felt so much better about his ability to read and participate in academics.
That's really
inspiring.
It stuck with him to such an extent that New Heights, we offer a graduation ceremony. And my son graduated 2 years back, and he was a valedictorian. He was in the National Honor Society and had over a 4.0 grade point average. And when he gave his acceptance, or not his acceptance speech, but his graduation speech, his valedictorian speech, he actually spoke about this. And I was surprised. I mean, he wrote his own speech. And he actually spoke about what had happened when he couldn't read. And he actually said, if it wasn't for my mom, I would be one of those kids that would have been left behind and I wouldn't even be able to read. So this stuck with him. And he remembers this very clearly, just like I do. And it was such an esteem and self-confidence builder. And it's an amazing thing that me and him share.
Oh, and it is really, truly amazing. And I know that you also wanted to mention, as you said, you had someone come to you when you first started reaching out to other people outside of just your family, to adults who are also trying to improve on their reading skills. And so I'd just like to talk about the resources that New Heights offers. Also, again, to reiterate that we would love to have volunteers to tutor and teach not only children but adults with reading difficulties. New Heights also offers a library, the New Heights Library, and has a total of 3,128 books, many from different curriculums and many reference books, such as encyclopedias. Also, the library is very, very up-to-date with software and DVD and VHS tapes to also help teach different subject matter. Library, there are charges to use the library, but all families who wish to use the library are required to pay an annual non-refundable $25 fee. There's also a small deposit that needs to be paid when a book is borrowed or when anything is borrowed from the library, which would be refunded in full with the return of the materials. This fee also depends on what is taken out from the library. And readers will be included in the curriculum unless checked out separately, in which case the $25 refundable fee will be charged. There's also a $25 fee per student per subject that will be paid when borrowing from the library. This will cover all books needed for each child and subject. There's also a fee for students for two curriculum subjects and will be paid when borrowing from the library. And this will cover all the books needed again. And additional fees for every partial to a full year of curriculum that will be needed for a student. And families are responsible for all the non-refundable shipping charges should anything be shipped to families that they order. And there are certain limits to the books and tapes and VHSs that can be checked out from a library, just like in a normal library. But you can go to the website, newheightseducationalgroup.org, to get more information on this. But overall, New Heights Educational Group offers a wide variety of resources in their library that I know Pamela has said that many families have found useful in helping their children, not only with reading difficulties, but in other curriculum as well. And it's just a really, really great resource to utilize, especially if you're in the Ohio area, or any area, and your student is having difficulties and you're limited on resources. As I know Pamela mentioned before she started the organization, there wasn't really, you know, any resources for students and adults to get help in this issue of reading well.
Yeah, it's a shame. I mean, and there are, you know, different tutoring programs now around the area, but they're mostly, you know, bring your textbook type, and they kind of help people through the day, the lessons. And there may be some reading tutoring other than the Sylvan Learning, but I don't know exactly what they consist of. I know ours is much more lengthy. Ours is the fill-in-the-gap type tutoring, and we really take a lot of steps in the beginning and throughout the process to make sure that the students are getting what they need and no time is wasted. I really believe strongly in not wasting a student's or family's time, that, you know, if things are approached correctly and are kept up on, that a lot can be covered and things can change quickly if everyone's dedicated to that student. And I've witnessed that over and over again. We've served, I think it's 415 families now here in Northwest Ohio since our creation, and that's a lot of people. That's families, not people. So I don't know how many people that is. I haven't got that up, but I know the families we've served. I know it's right around that number. But we have just a few minutes. If anybody wants to call in, they're welcome to. We only have about 2-3 minutes left. But if anybody has any questions about our reading tips, or if anybody's listening that even has taken or participated in some of our tutoring for reading or another subject and they want to share that with the audience, or we'd love to hear from you.
Definitely. We more than welcome the conversation with our audience, especially to get feedback and to hear from their experience. It really helps us to progress in our radio show and the resources that we provide to make sure that we're hitting on everything that is important to those who are listening. Because as New Heights Educational Group, we serve to offer resources to aid in the education of families, students, and, you know, everything. So definitely don't feel shy to call in. I know it can be intimidating, but we are very friendly, and Pamela and I, and we would love to have you on the show.
Thanks.
I know just while we have some time, since no one's called in yet, just to preview, next show we're going to be talking, next show will be on the 9th, and we're going to be talking about math difficulties, which I know a lot of people struggle with, including myself. And so our show will be on tips as to how to aid the student or adult who is having difficulties with math, as we talked about here with reading.
Yeah, that'll be a good show too. I mean, I want to try to cover each of the subjects over time and a lot of other subjects. And I figured reading and math are the two that people really seem to need a lot of help in. And we have a lot of success in the math category too. We have a student now that has been receiving math tutoring for a couple of years, and she's amazing. She's progressed quite well.
Well, it looks like we only have about a minute left, so I would just like to thank the audience for listening, and definitely if anyone ever wants to give a call in or is interested in joining the conversation, feel free to do so, and we'll catch you on our next show. Bye, Pamela.
Bye. Thank you.
Have a good night.
Then I am still.